still here, he cried at the old Red King. Still here, you old cocksucker, may it do you fine. The Crimson King gave another of his terrible howls, but sent no more speeches. So now you have a rose, he screamed. Listen to it, Roland. Listen well, for it sings the same song. Listen, and Kamala, come, come. Now that song was all but imperative in Roland's head. It burned furiously along his nerves. He grasped Patrick and turned him around. Now, he said, for my life, Patrick, for the lives of every man and woman who ever died in my place so I could go on. And child, he thought, seeing Jake in the eye of his memory. Jake, first hanging over darkness, then falling into it. He stared into the mute boy's terrified eyes. Finish it. Show me that you can. 10. Now Roland witnessed an amazing thing. When Patrick took the rose, he wasn't cut. Not so much as scratched. Roland pulled his own lacerated glove off with his teeth and saw that not only was his palm badly slashed, but one of his remaining fingers now hung by a single bloodied tendon. It drooped like something that wants to go to sleep. But Patrick was not cut. The thorns did not pierce him. And the terror had gone out of his eyes. He was looking from the rose to his drawing, back and forth, with tender calculation. Roland, what are you doing? Come, gunslinger, for sunset's almost nigh. And yes, he would come, one way or the other. Knowing it was so, eased him somewhat, enabled him to remain where he was without trembling too badly. His right hand was numb to the wrist, and Roland suspected he would never feel it again. That was all right. It hadn't been much of a shake since the Lobstrosities had gotten at it. And the rose sang, yes, Roland, yes, you'll have it again, you'll be whole again, there will be renewal, only come.